Please welcome Chris from San Juan.
Hey guys, I'm Chris. I'm an alcoholic. And you know, there's some things in Alcoholics Anonymous that, you know, the first time you hear them, it's like, hey, would you like to come over instead of watching football and spend some time? What used to be, when I got sober, and before I got sober, everything that was suggested in this program, if it sounded inconvenient, I just turned it into, well, that's not for me, because I was very, very, very self-involved and self-centered. My sobriety date is January 23rd, 1996. My sponsor is Chuck D. Some people might know him. He's got over 50 years of sobriety. And if you ask him who his first sponsor was, it's some guy named Frank O, who was written about three times in the big book. So that's kind of a lineage. I inherited Chuck through choice because he's not the easiest person to deal with. He's got a lot of bumps and bristles, porcupine type stuff, but he's the most consistent, knowledgeable, wise person when it comes to the traditions and the customs, the civility, the diplomacy. You know how the whole world that we live in is sometimes a little messy and mixed up, and there's controversy and people don't get along? Well, I look at Alcoholics Anonymous as like little islands of sanity that we land in. And here we treat each other with respect, and we teach each other how to do things that we don't want to do. So basically for me, if you're new, I heard all the people that were the gentlemen that are pretty new here. I thought it was my job when I first started getting sober to be the perennial newcomer at the Laguna Niguel Big Book Study. And that was on Tuesday nights between 7 and 9:30. And so for about a year and a half, beginning with the night that my wife decided that I had a drinking problem. And apparently a whole bunch of other people thought that I had a drinking problem as well, people at the church and everything. She said, I'm taking the kids, clearing out, and house is yours. I'm like, yeehaw. I start getting inordinately, you know, unusually bombed. And some people from our church showed up, and before they would leave, they asked me to guarantee them that I would go to rehab the next day, where at South Coast Hospital, which is now no longer open, used to be Charter, then it was Genesis, and then it was Pacific Coast Recovery, and then PCR, but the pandemic killed that and some other things too. But anyway, so I end up there, not through choice. And after 11 days, I figured that the world needed me back in it. I had to get back to my business. I was, you know, feeling all that energy. I had a new resolve. I was going to take on the world. And I got out there and got 121 days, had a sponsor. And my sponsor, Dick D, was an old military guy. And he had 50 years of sobriety when I met him. So he started getting sober in the 60s, and he was pretty cool. So in this home group, I'm completely lost at why anyone would want to come do a searching and fearless moral inventory and stay together for 25 to 50 years and meet together when they have their problem solved, right? I thought that they had maybe an IQ problem or something, got hit on the head. But what happened really was I was the one that didn't realize I was dying internally from untreated alcoholism. And I never really got past step three. I went hunting, my own suggestion. My sponsor said no, with some buddies of mine. Came back, destroyed the faith of my family again, and then started that thing that the revolving door, my sponsor used to call it, and I was living in purgatory. Horrible. So the last one of those, I ended up in Hoag Hospital, and my roommate had a his sponsor was Dr. Paul. I remember Dr. Paul came in and he said, Chris, I've talked to you three times. He goes, do you have any problems? I go, yeah, I'm having problems with this higher power thing, you know, of your own understanding. He goes, well, I have a great God and he's not busy anymore because I'm a good boy. So I'm going to loan him to you. And it was the first time I've been tricked by a professional sponsor. So then I came back and I start working the steps and my sponsor, Dick, said, hey, Chris, you know, Longshot Larry, and Larry was a guy that had, you know, in your mind back in the old days when you said, what does an alcoholic look like? What's your picture? And he had a trench coat that was green. It looked like one of those World War I coats. It was covered with grease and he was missing some teeth and maybe not as clean as he could be. So I'm thinking, this Larry guy, I don't want to put him in my car. And if I have to drive him home, Dick, he lives in that direction and I live over in this direction. Well, what happened was I said yes. And the third time I take Larry to his home in San Clemente, he's talking to me about the angels. He's talking to me about current events. He's talking to me about how are you doing? He's drawing me out. I'm driving home being super self-centered. My mind's all wound up like it always was. And I'm thinking, man, I'm a nice guy for giving Larry a ride home. Well, because my judger was broken, long before I got to Alcoholics Anonymous, I would see a person, an event, a circumstance, and I would say, that ain't right. Check that, put this in this pile. Oh, good, bad. And with people, it was a snap judgment. And what happened is I started to fall in love with this long shot Larry guy. And looked forward to giving him a ride. Not to say that when my sponsor would say, tonight's the night you get to give Larry a ride, well, just the first thought that jumped in my head is, no, that's inconvenient. But what happened is it put a wedge between my self-centeredness, which drove me to distraction, which made me internally hate myself, which made me like to pour spirits from the outside world into my internal environment, make that all change, get that all glowy and everything. And I rode that train past the station through purgatory and on down past that. And you guys have all been there, I know. So what happened is I had an allergy to sobriety. Is what Dick called divinely dissatisfied. I couldn't deal with things as they were. I was looking for a reason to not be happy. What did he say? He said, you have a degree in blame, continuing education in resentments, and a PhD in victimology. And he goes, that's what you gave me to work with. And so I got through the fourth step and now it's 6 months, and at 9 months, somebody, a friend of mine, asked me to help him, you know, be a sponsor. And I was scared crapless because I did not want to be responsible for anybody's life, right? So, of course, like any chicken, I'd take him up to Dick's house. Dick, if you guys are young, there was this old TV show back in the 50s called Ozzie and Harriet. And his wife was just like that. She was serving tea and crumpets and all this stuff, and Dick was holding court, and it was the most dignified education that one could ever get. So the first three guys that I sponsored got to go through Dick, and then Dick passed away when I had 2.5 years of sobriety. Had a stroke. I was holding his hand, you know, the last bit of his life, and it taught me. I have, since my father died in the same hospital, I had a real phobia about going to hospitals and being anywhere near the thing that terrified me the most, which is like losing something that important. And going through it with him, what happened is I got to go through, have an education, which was like a second lifetime of emotional growth. Because I didn't just get arrested. I had arrested development. And so what happened is emotionally, I got to come along. And so the thing is, for the new people, the first 90 days, first time I got sober, taught me everything that I ever really needed to know, which is, you know, suit up and show up, be consistent, do what you say you're going to do, pretend to be honest with your sponsor, you know, that's what it is. Practice telling the truth, because they're going to find out anyway. And so the next thing that you know, I've got a few years. And so I've basically only added layers to my sobriety and to my program. I sponsor like six guys that have long-term sobriety and a couple people that are, you know, trying to get sober. And I just lost my sponsor last year, Dave V. And he had a heart as big as Orange County. And it was real painful. But I did get to take on Mr. Chuck. So I'm getting the shut it down card. So I hope you guys learned something from that. I'm a real alcoholic. My name's Chris. Love you guys.
Great.